Doctor Who, Operation Orifice by John Phillips, Episode 4.
Symbiotic nuclei retrieved, madam.
Good. Now that didn't hurt much, did it, Doctor?
You can't do this, Jask.
Oh, but it has already begun, Doctor.
No.
There's nothing you can do now.
What now, madam?
Idiot, transfer the substance into a syringe.
Yes, madam.
Soon, Doctor, you will never see that police box of yours again.
It won't work. Your species aren't built to contain such things.
It is ready, madam.
Do hurry up, man. Do it! You're too slow. Give it here.
No.
It is done, Doctor.
You fool, Jask.
For the future.
No, Jask, it will consume you.
Too late.
No, you can't. Really, you must stop her.
There's nothing I can do. It is for the future.
What future? Jask, get out of there now.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Sarah.
Doctor.
Too late.
Hello, Miss Jask.
Well done, Sarah.
Come on, Doctor. We need to get out of here.
No, we can't. I need to stop Miss Jask.
She's dead. Hopefully.
No, she isn't. She has my symbiotic nuclei.
Your what?
Oh, never mind. Just run.
Miss Jask, are you all right?
Really? What happened?
Are you hurt?
No. Power. Really, power. I am the one with the TARDIS to the future.
What now?
I conquer all of time. No!
What is it?
The Doctor has locked the TARDIS. I cannot get in.
How are you going to get in?
I need the Doctor's TARDIS key. Tell the guards to find the Doctor. Tell them to shoot the Doctor on sight.
Yes, Miss Jask. Immediately, Miss Jask.
Doctor? What is going on?
Miss Jask has what I need to control the TARDIS. When she gets in the TARDIS, she can travel wherever she wishes.
You can stop her, right?
I have locked the TARDIS door so she can't get in. This is all I can do at the moment. She'll find a way to get the TARDIS key.
Which you have?
Yes.
Oh.
Bugger!
You will come with me or die.
Sarah, down that corridor.
Doctor?
Now!
The Doctor and his friend are escaping, Miss Jask!
They won't get far. Toby, Rogers!
Yes, Miss Jask?
Capture the Doctor and his friend.
Yes, Miss Jask.
So what happens now?
Not a lot. Though usually in these sorts of situations, my companion and I are captured for the final confrontation, but I am unsure how and when that happens.
Stop there, you two.
Looks like now.
So,
we either get shot or get taken to Miss Jask.
Come on, you two.
Look, do we have to?
Yes.
Why?
You just have to.
Why?
Because you do.
Why?
Stop it. I hate it when people do that.
Why?
Right. You're dead.
Hold on now. We can sit down, have a cup of tea, and talk about this.
Have this.
Ah. How did I know that was going to happen?
You always seem to know what's going on, Doctor.
Indeed I do. Might be because I'm a Time Lord.
Nothing of the sort. As long as you no longer possess...
Possess what I need to be a Time Lord, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So is this where your big plan works and the rest of us die?
If you want it to happen that way, Doctor.
I've no intention of dying.
Neither do I.
Exactly. So if you wouldn't mind returning my symbiotic nuclei and letting us go, we'll be happy on our way and we won't bother you again.
I'm afraid it doesn't work that way, Doctor.
Oh, really? Well, I think it does, so if you wouldn't mind...
Stay where you are.
Come off it, Jask. How many more times do you have to draw a gun on me?
Enough drivel. Doctor, before you die, you will show me how the TARDIS works.
I can't do that.
You will.
Get that gun out of my face and I might reconsider.
Very well.
If I show you how the TARDIS works, Jask, I will be betraying all of time, all of humanity, all of the universe. Don't you care?
No, of course I don't.
You should. After I show you how the TARDIS works, the whole of time and the universe will cease to exist.
Why is that?
Sarah, this is why I have problems talking with the enemy.
What problems?
They never understand the implications they impose over us all when they are quite happy with the results of the current master plan.
You do go on a bit, don't you, Doctor?
Indeed I do, and I do it with cause.
What cause, Doctor?
Oh, I think it's called Pat.
Enough! Show me the TARDIS, Doctor!
Very well.
Doctor?
I can't stop it, Sarah. No one can.
Doctor, you're coming over all submissive rather easily.
Am I?
Yes. That isn't a good thing.
No, it isn't.
So what happens now?
Now, nothing happens, but later, things will start to happen.
Us dying?
I hope not.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Don't look so worried, Sarah. Good will prevail.
I hope so.
Come, Doctor, show me!
Very well, Miss Jess.
For the future!
For the future!
For nothing. Come on.
Really?
Yes, madam.
You will accompany us.
Yes, madam.
Well, we're here, Jess. What do you want to know?
Everything.
Where shall we start?
What is this, madam? Where are we?
We are in the Doctor's TARDIS, but soon it will become my TARDIS.
We'll see.
How does it work? It is ever so interesting.
No, Brilli, don't touch that.
What is this mechanism?
Brilli.
Doctor, what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You must have done.
Sorry, I didn't. How long has Brilli been working with those readings?
Several months. Why?
I think I know why he got electrocuted.
Why?
I'll explain later.
No, Doctor, you will explain now.
Put that gun away. It won't work in here.
Won't it?
Oh.
Oh, indeed, Doctor.
Ah.
What is that, Doctor?
Oh, nothing. Just a device.
What does it do?
Not much. It measures things.
What does it measure?
Time distortion, and you're riddled with it.
I can't be he.
You are a source of it, apparently.
I am a Time Lord.
You can never be a Time Lord. But things change, don't they?
Doctor, what are you doing?
Changing a few things.
No!
So, I hope you forgive me.
No!
Goodbye, Jess.
Doctor, wake up.
Sarah, where am I?
On the street.
Oh, good. What?
You have been hit badly.
Ow. Do you mind?
You had a bump on your forehead. It's bleeding badly.
Okay, but I'm a Time Lord. It will soon heal.
Time Lord?
Yes.
What happened to Miss Jask?
She is dead.
What happened?
I instigated a self-destruct sequence in the TARDIS.
The TARDIS is gone?
Yes. It was horrible to see her go.
Miss Jask?
No, my TARDIS. We had been together for a long time.
Does Miss Jask really have your symbiotic nuclei?
No, silly woman. She didn't realise that you cannot remove a Time Lord's heritage.
And what about Brilli?
Brilli is dead. He was completely consumed in time distortion, riddled with it, more than Miss Jask. But unfortunately, as he touched the matter of the TARDIS, there was an explosion which caused a fracture between the matters of space and time. Which, oh well, will make sense in a book or something another day. Well, that was an interesting adventure. Shame I can't see my old TARDIS again, eh?
I am sorry, Doctor.
Nothing to worry about, Sarah. All is done. All we can do now is go forward in time.
You can't try to get the TARDIS back.
We can't do sorrow about the past, except use it to shape the future. And if we don't learn from what we didn't do right the first time, then we don't deserve a second chance.
If you say so.
Well, I suppose this is goodbye.
Yes, I suppose it is.
It would have been lovely to have you stay longer, Sarah. But unfortunately, I am to have my old companion back.
Yes. Well, goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Sarah. Lovely to have you.
Really?
You're excellent, my dear.
Thank you.
After you.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, old girl.
Doc
Doctor Who, Operation Orifice by John Phillips. Starring David Nagel as the Doctor, Michelle Lee as Sarah, D.P. Cooper as Miss Jask, Frank Peevall as Breeley, Jason Crumb as Rogers, Charles Lambert as Toby the Police Officer, Kate Peterson as the TARDIS, and Lee Smith as the Receptionist. Incidental music was by Ben Hammer, original theme tune by Ron Grainer, with arrangement by Alistair Locke. This has been a Damn Audio's production, 2004.